and I was just kind of focusing on what the I was just, this really just happened to me. So I instantly went into Tinder and I unmatched her. It's been like 2 weeks since this has happened, and I still can't fully comprehend what the hell happened to me. Safe to say that Tinder is off my phone. Her number's been blocked and her Snap has been blocked. Do you ever think about going on Tinder just to do whatever or just to bullshit? Don't. But please, please don't. Don't even. It's been 2 weeks. I don't even know what. I'm still lost. Like, it's weird for me to tell this story. And, like, you're probably sitting there watching, like, he's bullshitting. This didn't happen. Like, no, seriously. This happened. It's just, like, honestly, if I could describe this whole situation in one word, it would be irrational or crazy.
You heard it yourself. That is 18-year-old me you just heard. So, officially, wow, it's been 4 years since I've done that. It has been 4 years since I told a Tinder is canceled story. And if you aren't familiar with the first two parts, or it in general, I'll link these video, the link in the YouTube, I'll link the YouTube video in the comment, or the description. And we're having to re-experience those stories has been very interesting, to say the least. And they've kind of become a cult classic. And Lord knows I have two more stories. So I know you see the title. Welcome to Tinder is Canceled, Part 3. And there's all the applause. And the finally, you've only had to wait 4 years. Not that bad. Tinder's canceled part 3. Like, we're here. For those of you who don't know, as I said before in this mini intro of the video that I started to make, well, started to make a long time ago, but we're getting this in podcast form now. Primarily because, to be honest with you, every single video file I had is corrupted. I've tried to salvage them. I don't know what happened. I got a better version, a hold of it, back in October. I was going to post it, but then the audio was fucking up. Then I was just like, it's just whatever. But I was like, I want to get this out, primarily because there's a whole new Tinder story now. There's a whole new story now, and it's not much better. But for those of you who don't know, when I was 18, fresh out of high school, me and some friends of mine, shout out Daryl, shout out Javier, shout out Christian, Kobe, and Alan, I believe he was part of it as well. We decided to get on Tinder one summer and just see what happens. And basically, I got into some shit with some of those incidents. And Tinder is Canceled Part 1 and 2 were two stories of, you know, what happened. And it wasn't the only story I had. Lord knows. And so I told myself I was going to, you know, tell those stories on YouTube. And I did. And those videos did pretty well. And people love them. People come to me about them all the time. Well, not as much now. And I said, oh, when's this coming back? And I keep saying, oh, is it coming out soon? And part of me was just lacking, not wanting to edit the videos. Others were just, I don't know what I was waiting on, to be honest with you. So there's no good excuse. Now I'm 22. been 4 years. And I did that kid wrong in the sense of, yeah, I may have gotten on Tinder. I just want to report them at times. I've had one or two experiences, but not as crazy. See, we're going to skip to 21. First, I was 18, now I'm 22. This took place when I was 21 on Tinder. Once again, out of boredom, I'm going to not say timetables, actually, because that'll raise some eyebrows. But I'm just going to say it was summertime. Summertime, I got on Tinder, swiping. And if anyone knows me, or if you don't know me, I guess I kind of flock to older women. Not super old, but older than me at least. So, for context, she was 26, yes. We're gonna call her Emily. Why that was the first name to come into my head, not sure. We're gonna call her Emily. I matched with Emily, and at this time I worked in the inner city of Nashville where I lived. I worked in the inner city, I worked downtown. So one of the places I worked at, I had seen Emily before. Just like walking by type shit, nothing crazy. And on Tinder, I saw her. And in my mind, the two faces matched. And I was like, oh shit, wait a minute. You look hella familiar. And I'm like, oh, I think I've seen you before. So after a couple of sentences of conversation or whatever, a question pops up. Have I seen you before? She asked me. And I go, I think I have, actually. By chance, have you been here? Yes, I actually have. And I'm like, oh, well, I work there. Oh my God, really? Yeah, that's cool. Whatever. What are you in town for? Oh, I'm doing this. I'm going to see whatever with my girls, whatever. What are you doing tonight? You should come out. Keep in mind, at this moment in time in my life, I was going through a breakup. So I was prone to making bad decisions. So I agree. I'm like, okay, cool. Let's go out and have a good time. Whatever the fuck. Mind you, I'm 22 and this is still valid to this day. Anytime that I go out to bars, I've never bought a drink for myself. Well, maybe like once or twice. I get the drinks paid for me. Shout out all the aunties in the world. I be finessing. I ain't gonna lie to you. Simply put, if girls can do it, why can't I? Simply put, talk your shit. City boys be up. Ew, that felt disgusting to say out loud. But yeah. So basically, they take me out. They treat me. That's what's going on. I'm going out with her friends. It's like maybe three of them. It was three, including the girl. Including Emily, my bad. And me. We're at a couple of bars. I'm running my ID hot because I haven't been bar hopping like this, like ever up to the date. So I'm bar hopping or whatever. And then I don't think it comprehended to them that, oh, our friend Emily has just brought this guy all around. Like, well, honest, no, I think they did, actually. They had to communicate beforehand. But I was always kind of getting weird vibes from her friends, probably for obvious reasons. Y'all don't know me. I only know this person. Y'all are in the city. I don't know yet. So you're just exploring and shit. Whatever the fuck. So basically, okay. So basically, we're at one of my favorite bars, Tin Roof. And we're at the bar. Her two friends are on the dance floor talking to whatever dudes. At this point, I'm not going to lie, I had a significant amount of drinks in me. I did mention beforehand to this woman that, you know, I'm not really a heavy drinker. Never really got out before. I'm still fresh legal. Oh, we're going to fix that. We're going to get you drunk, baby. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. I think that's probably the closest time I've ever... Nah, I probably was drunk, ain't gonna lie. Also, I've never told a story before to anyone, so this is fun. So, basically, we're sitting at the bar, and she orders us some more drinks. And so then we start talking, and I'm not sure fully how the conversation got to this, but I ended up telling her, like, oh, yeah, I'm going through a breakup. My feelings are hurt. My ex did this. Bada bing, bada boom, bada bing. And, like, I remember vividly the look on her face went from, like, shock, like, oh, to, oh. And I remember that threw me off so badly. I was like, well, what the fuck is, what do you mean by that? In all honesty, looking back on it, I kind of get what she was putting down, I guess. So, we're drinking some more at Tin Roof, and she just gets me up, and she's like, I don't want to be here anymore, let's go somewhere else. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, cool, we're going to go get her friends, walk off. No. If you've been in Tin Roof in Nashville, then you know there's like, what, really only one exit. That's the front. So she gets up. Side note, I am a lightweight. Not afraid to admit it. Simply put, I'm not that experienced in drinking. If I drink two drinks and I stand up too fast, I'm lightheaded. She yanks me up. I'm seeing stars. I'm going to keep it a bean. She yanks me up and I'm literally seeing stars. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I'm seeing stars, and I'm out of it. We're walking. Walk right past her friends. I'm assuming she texts them, whatever the fuck. We're walking. So then we end up... Okay, fuck it. For context purposes, I worked at a hotel that she was staying at. So we're just walking up and down the strip of Broadway, and we're talking a little bit. I'm kind of getting back into it because I'm extremely lightheaded now. I got up too fast. And we're just walking, and she's talking. We're talking about, honestly, a bunch of bullshit. If you've been anywhere where drunk people are and you hear a drunk conversation, just picture that. We're talking about absolutely fucking nothing. But we're making it work, you know. And thought comes up, let's just go back to the hotel and sit down. And I'm like, okay, that's cool, whatever. So we make it back to the hotel. It's maybe like 4 or 5 blocks. And I'm like, hey, let's go into the back because I don't know who's working front desk, but it could look bad on me, you know, if somebody sees me go up with you type shit, whatever. So she's like, cool, whatever. So we go up to her room. Mind you, this is the first time I've seen our rooms in our hotel. And I'm not going to lie, they interesting. Ain't nothing bad, whatever. So we're in her room. She's in the bathroom, and I'm on the bed. No, I'm in the chair. Was I on the chair when I was on the bed? I was in the chair at first, that's right. I was in the chair. She's in the bathroom, and she starts asking me about my ex. Oh, what happened? How long were y'all together? And it catches me off guard because I'm like, how do you know I have an ex? But then I remember, oh, wait a minute. This slipped out of me. Cool. So at this point, we're talking about my ex. It was a whole big therapy session at this point. Mid-conversation, she kind of brings up, oh, I'm going through a breakup too, you know, of this amount of time, you know, he did this and I couldn't recover from it. So this was a work trip at first, but now it was fun for me getting over him, and my girls are here, and And I was like, oh, that's cool. So then we were kind of having a heart to heart. It's crazy because I'm thinking back on all of this, and then I'm seeing and connecting all the dots in real time, and I was just and just like, damn, that really up. Like, okay. So basically, we end up talking, and we know we're going on about everything. We're going on about everything, and her phone rings, and she picks it up, looks at it. Declines it, puts it back down, whatever. I'm not taking anything of it. Phone rings two more times. Two more times that happens. I'm not thinking anything else about it. Okay. I'm not thinking anything else about it. Time goes on. One more phone ring happens. She answers it. I'm busy. Call you back. Hangs up. Not thinking anything of it. Okay. Whatever. Mind you, I'm a good boy. Very nice. Of course. Of course. So if you think that I'm telling you all this to tell you about a crazy hookup story, you're lying to yourself. No, I did not hook up with Emily. We talked all night. No, quite literally. We talked like all night. Okay, I'd be lying if I say some things didn't happen, but we didn't hook up. Okay. So we're going to cut through all of that bullshit, right? Bada bing, bada boom. So at this point, we end up falling asleep. It's around 7, 8 a.m. I wake up. And I'm like, okay. I didn't plan on being out this late. I quite frankly have to be here tonight. So I have to leave. Okay. Everything's still cool. You know, we're talking throughout the day, just texting. End up getting my shit, going home, basically showering and doing a little bit, and then coming back to work that night. And now, this is, was it the same night or the next morning? I think it was the next morning. Was it the, okay, after the fact, I'm back on duty. I'm back on my shift or whatever. And I think they're here for one more night. And I get asked a question. No, I'm in the front of the lobby. I get asked a question. This gentleman comes up to me. Hi, do you, can you tell me, he's like, well, what the fuck did he say? He's like, something along the lines of, oh, hi, my wife is staying here. I'm trying to find her room number. She hasn't been answering the phone. Bada bing, bada boom. And so we're just like, oh, yeah, sure, we can help you. Hey, she can help you better than I can. Bada bing, bada boom. Send them over here to somebody who can help them. My coworker goes, okay, do you have, you know, the name? Yes, it's Emily Blank. And my eyes go, oh. And I'm just like, there's no way he just said Emily Blank. Did he just? Okay. I'm just hearing shit. Cool. Yes, we'll give her a phone call. And I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, that don't make no sense, do it? Nah, I don't. So out of curiosity and being the interesting person that I am, I pick up my phone and I send the text. Hey. Hey, what's up? Nothing much. I said, on duty, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. We're about to go out again. And I'm like, I think there's someone here looking for you at the front desk. I didn't get a response. Imagine my surprise. 5 minutes later, I turn around and see the front hotel doors. She's walking with her girls, about to go out again. And then right beside them, little dude, honestly, he couldn't have been that tall. And I don't consider myself tall. He couldn't have been that tall. Little scrawny looking little dude. Why am I being so rude to this man? I don't know. Scrawny looking little dude walks out beside them. And they're waiting on an Uber. And so when she comes out, she makes eye contact with me. I look at her, and I look at one of her friends, and they're looking at me, and they're both looking at me. I'm looking at them, and I'm just like, oh, hi, how are y'all doing? I'm professional. He answers, oh, yeah, good, you know, about to go out to dinner with my wife and her friends. And I look at him. I said, I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. What'd you say? I'm going out to dinner with my wife and her friends, and he's holding Emily's hand. And I went, oh, my God. Oh my God, your wife? I was just in your wife's room last night. So what the fuck we doing? Ain't no damn way. Mind you again, I did not hook up with this woman, okay? I'm a morally sound and nice person. I am good, okay? I'm good. I didn't do nothing. I didn't do a lot with her, okay? Shit, don't judge me. I'm judging you niggas. So yeah. And they get in their Uber. And so then I text her, laughing emoji. So how's that breakup going? Then I think I still have the messages on my phone. But basically she responded with, I'll see you tonight. And she did, in fact, see me the night. And then explained that she does still have a marriage. And she was trying to be relatable. And she enjoyed her time with me. Both times. So, yeah, that's the story of how I entangled with the married woman for the first time. In my defense, I didn't know. You're probably thinking, what does he mean by the first time? Yeah, it happened again. Not with the same person. But these situations aren't my fault, in all honesty. I don't be doing shit for real. I just be existing and shit. And shit just be really fucking happening. Like, that's the crazy part about it. Like, see. See, you know what? I'm gonna save that one for another episode. Just for extra content and listens. But, yeah. Basically, when I look back on all of this, I kind of think, oh, wow. A lot of this made sense. Your friends were looking at you crazy, looking at me crazy, because they know you have a man at home. And I'm just here. And it makes sense as to why you... It was very secretive and very... It made a lot of sense, but it still wasn't shit. But at least I didn't get caught this time. No, I didn't get caught the next time either, actually. I don't even think about it. R.I.P. my hat, though. R.I.P. my hat. It's... This is less of a Tinder's cancel more than it is a confessional at this point. I feel like Tinder's canceled 3 and 4. How? Nah, that's still one ain't shit. At what point are these episodes or Tinder's canceled just me not being shit? And in all honesty, what is it just me not being shit versus Tinder's canceled? But nah, I still blame Tinder. Wait a minute, I can't even call that shit Tinder's canceled next episode because it's not really Tinder's canceled. You know what? I'm going to just save it for next episode. I shout out Christian because he was there and he knows about this one. See, Tinder is canceled. I mean that. Stay out the fuck off Tinder, okay? Stay out. There's nothing good that can happen on Tinder unless you're a girl. Even then, you can't. So therefore, love one another, be nice, This has been something that's called Tinder's Cancel Part 3. But you should be more excited for Tinder's Cancel Part 4 because I'm not shit and I own it. All love. It's been Keith.